Okay, we're holding Dalet. Good. So it says, Hinach Yofa Rayos, Hinach Yofa Inayach, Yoine Mibad Samosich. So Sarah Kida Izim Shagol Shmakula. So now we have, he's beginning to be Meshabeach. This is, the Yisrael has finished making a mockum of a mockum where they could be Mesiachid. And now he's being Meshabeach her and saying, how beautiful she is. So it says, Hinach Yofa Rayosi, Hinach Yofa. So the guy says, "Pirish, hinach yofer ayasi pirish ata yofer ma'oid machmas avis." So the ata, I'm not sure exactly why he's going to a lashon zachar over here, and the yofer ayasi says because of the kesher with the avis. I'm not sure where he found out the word Ayasi. So he suggests on the bottom two things. First of all, that the word Ayasi means you already have been, you come from a line of Reyes. If you just meet somebody, you can't say, I like you because you're Ayasi, you're just getting to know me. So he says, you are my Rasi Mikvar, that's one. And then another pshat that he brings over here is from one of the Goyim Talmidim, that being that the neshamas of the Avos are chakuk lamalo, so Klal Yisrael is a reya mikoyach that. Now the fact that they're mechuba to the Avos, and that's where the reya. The truth is, there's a pasuk, it's actually Rea Avich, I think, is Lashon. Re'acha v'Rea. Let me just see if I can find that pasuk. It says a pasuk, Re'acha v'Rea Avich, I think. Let me just see if there's any pasuk. It says Re'acha v'Rea Avich. It's a pasuk of Mishlei. Shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Re'acha v'Rea Avich. That's a pasuk in Mishlei, and it's going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he's calling Klal Yisrael Re'ah, it would make a lot of sense that it's Mekoyach Da'avos. Now, the reason why he's latching onto that, I think, is because the Shevach of Re'ah, like he's saying before, he's saying about Klal Yisrael that they are a Re'ah. But this is actually the problem of becoming Re'im. So you're saying it because there's a Shoresh from before. Even though it's Shverlach because Lamashal and in Sheva Brachis, Sameach to Sameach Re'im Ahuvim. So the Etzim Zivug makes them Re'im, and that's right now. They are Re'im Mikoyach the Chibur now. So why that's going back and before here, I don't know. Hinach Yofa Machmas Atzme. So the pasuk saying Hinach Yofa Rayosi, Hinach Yofa Machmas Atzme. The Amma Hinach, why Hinach? So it should just, I mean, the normal way it should have said is At Yofa Rayosi, At Yofa. So he says, The Amma Hinach, She Oisis Hinach Einlem Ben Zug Be Atbach. One of the types of what's the right word for it of sirufim in the Oisius is called atbach. Atbach works where you go from aleph to yud. In other words, aleph tes and beis ches and so on. So you make the aleph beis atbach gaz da. So those are tens. In other words, Aleph and Tess is a ten. Beis the Chesed and Zayin is a Tess. And five has no Siruf over there. Then you have Yatz, Kap, Lamas, which all add up to 100. 9 and 10, 20 and 80, 30 and 70. So in those hundreds, you also have you have the nun without a zivuk. And then you have Ketzraf Shatz Tam, which is the Oisis Kimenapitz. And there, you know, that includes the Oisis Seifius. And over there you have the Nun, the Kof, which is the, of Kof Seifius is the last letter of the, is the first letter of the Sirius Kimenapitz that also has no Zivu. So these three letters, Hinoch, don't have another matching one. And Bemela, he's saying Hinoch, nothing like you. He explains here in the Sugrayim what it is. Kach ato ein loch ben zug biyofir, she'en loch habe. It's very interesting. The Maral says something similar on Hein Om Levodad Yishkon. Hein is also 5 and 50, which have no zug for the singles and the hundreds except themselves. That's how the Maral says by Hen Am Levodad. So the Hen Am Levodad Yishkon is that. There's another knesh to this.
Okay, what's the chashvin with the chaf sofis? How does that?
It goes like this. In many chashbonos of the aleph base, it works that the you add on the five letters sofis kimenapitz, kuf mem nun hey tzadik sofis, and you continue till you get to 1,000. In other words, Kuf is 100, Resh is 200, Shin is 300, Tuf is 400, Kof Sofis is 500, Mem Sofis is 600. You continue the gematrias, including those five Oisius Sofis. It's one of those Ofanim that Tadash is one of those Ofanim that they gave us. So Lemaisa, so you have three sets where of 10 letters. You end up having 27 letters where you can have 8 of them matching up and 3 of them sticking alone in each group. That's the mahalach of this thing. And two things. First of all, it's not just a play on the numerical value of the word. The word hein specifies something. Hine, like when you're talking about hine, about something, you're basically singling out something and saying here. Or when you talk about a concept, you say hein am levad yishkon. Here there is a one. So there's a certain element of specifying this one to the exclusion of others. So it fits the teichen of hein. Hinach is, I think, a deeper knage to it. And this is what he's saying. The Be'etzem, whenever you have beauty is a relevant term. And Bederach Klal, when you say something is beautiful, you're saying it's more beautiful than this. There's going to be a chibur with other things. When I say Hinach means you are yourself, there is nothing that is even your leak, so to speak. So he's been shabeach him over here and saying that Klal Yisrael is alone and unique. There's Metzias, and there's nothing like Klal Yisrael at all in its leak. That's what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. So he says, Kach ata en loch ben zug biyofir, she'en loch chaver. Let me add one more piece over here to this, what I'd like to say. We're talking all of these shvachas relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if let's say I'm sitting with a group of people and I'm the most chashev, I'm the king over them, the leader, whatever it is. So the most chashev piece of chicken, go to me. That is almost what comes out of this. The same thing if there's a shaila, who should be the Malka. So they have, you know, because it's Nias Psulois, and you pick out one that is the nicest one, that belongs to the Melech. So those are all different attributes that you say the best goes to the best, okay? But if the person you're talking about, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was described not as the best, not as the strongest, but as the unique, as that one that is completely nivdal from the Bria, and there's nothing like him, ein od novato, ein perkecha. So the type of person that's going to be suited, the type of zivug, or ben zug, so to speak, that's going to be suited for the Baruch Shalom, is going to be someone that is described as not being like anyone else. So it's not in the fact that nothing else is equal or in the league of Klal Yisrael is exactly the reason why it should be miyuchad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Einayich yoinim pirush kemoy shetzal yoinim haynaim shavim hach etzleich behena neviyim. So by yoinim, the eyes are, I guess they're in a straight line. I'm not that familiar. Umechanes anavim shem einayim mishenayim klei aviya anavim nikaraya many places. So he says all the Nevi'im are Shava, now let's understand a little bit what he's talking about over here. It says like this. Even though each Navi is different, it says there are no Nevi'im that are menavim b'sigdon echad. Still, they all are saying the same emes. The shot over here is a few possibilities. But the point is, even though it says the mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizgale to a zokin, like a zokin to a young person, to bachal, like a bachal, and so on. But tachlis, all those re'iyas are equivalent. Just like the mashal, whenever you have two eyes of a person, so the eyes be'etzem don't see the same picture by definition, since you have two eyes looking at something from a slightly different angle, they don't see the same thing. And this, by the way, is the way in which we see depth, because since each eye sends a different message to the brain, the brain's mesader it so that we have a sense of depth. So even though the two eyes, so if the eyes are cross-eyed or they're not aligned properly, then we see two different things and they size each other. But when they're perfectly aligned, then they see both the same thing. And even though each one sees it from a different angle, and each one's nabe b'signanacha, still it all comes out the same. Pirush. I was thinking of one other knaif, but it's not so mashma in this lashon, that the einayim shavus means as follows. It says in Chazal that the gedolei neviim shemidamim tura liyitzra. The novice godless is that he stells to the tzura to its yitzra. Now, the tzura means whatever is over here in this world. The yoitzer is whatever is up there. The godless of a Navi is, he has to match up Ratzon Hashem, the Amitya is that Alamala with the Metzias Lamata. The Chazoyin that a Novi sees needs to be an accurate translation of Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon and the emes of his cover, let's say, to our Metzias. So just like the Marshal, when somebody's translating from language to language, needs to have a tremendous fluency in both languages. He needs to know exactly what the person meant to say, and he needs to be able to say it. And that requires that the two perceptions should be equal. He should understand Ratzon Hashem and understand the world, the Metzias, so that they come together, somewhat in a different way, similar to the Emes Lamita we spoke about, the Hashava of the Sheirish and where it's going to. So he says, the godless of Nevuah is that the two Einayim, there's an Ayin Lamala and Ayin Lamata, they both of them work in sync. Because if they don't, eyes are cross-eyed and you see two different things. But the fact that he's able to give over the tzur to the Yotze, he's able to the shtel avek in this world we saw the emes and of a higher world, that's a mila, that's his mila. Mibadas amasich pirshu asar shebesayif haroish v'heim aneviim shaloyne tzadmir chacham agdolim shnei kroim samos lefishem mitzumosim v'dvukna kadosh baruch hu k'moi sha'oma v'chefshah kadosh baruch hu. So these Leviim, they learn by the Avan Leviim. Now, and that's some of the Davkarish Baruch Hu, like it says. So this is referring back to the fact that it says that the Rambam says in Nevuah, when he speaks about how a Navi becomes a Navi, he stresses very much the fact that he has to learn by a Rebbe, and the Talmidim, the novices, are called Bnei Anaviim, and so on. Now, the like everything else, it's important to learn from a Rebbe, so Hilchos Shabbos is also a person from a Rebbe, and Hilchos Seder is very personal from a Rebbe. Over here, the Rama makes a big to-do about it. And the reason is because of this. Anytime I'm learning, let's understand why they're learning from a Navi, Dovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very important. Why the Nevi'im are learning from Nevi'im? It's kind of very strange. He's saying, I'm Yishabeh HaKadosh because of beautiful Nevi'im. Okay, great. And these beautiful Nevi'im have, these wonderful Nevi'im have a mile they learn by other Nevi'im. That's something that's kind of very hard. Okay, yeah, it's a technicality. It says a lot of other things about the Nevi'im. They go to misguided. Only this point is mentioned as being this point. There's a little bit later about being misguided and so on. But this is much harder because it's just a chetimtze. So I think the Rambam makes it very clear that the reason why a Navi has to learn from a Navi and is because it's impossible for someone who is living with musagim tachtoinim to understand alyoinim. By definition, it's like that. You're coming out of your world into a different world. If I'm smart, I can look around my world and understand minei obey. But this is not minei obey. This is extrapolating to a world that has no shaykhs to this world. That's really very tough. And that's why he says that the mile over here is that they're able to extrapolate to something beyond. And the only way they can do it is through Nevi'im that guide them. So the Nevi'im guiding him here is Echreach. It's Echreach part of the Navi that to be able to be oimed on something me'eva his mitzias, he needs to latch onto this.
Rabbi, is there a distinction being made between Nevi'im and Talmidei Chachamim? It sounds like the Maila of the Nevi'im is that they learn from Talmidei Chachamim.
I don't think so. I think it must mean the Nevu itself. If you're talking about Nevi'im, so he means the Rabban and Nevi'im. It really doesn't make any sense. And he says that Mitzumasim Dukna HaKadosh Baruch Hu and V'chiev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think he's referring specifically about Rabbanim of Nevi'im, and he calls them as Big Tamei Chacham and so on. I think that's what he's talking about. V'sarei Chuasar Em Ke'eda Ha'idzim, or he says over here, that's strange. What do you mean, Sarei is a Sar? He says over here that Hushari Hasar. The rest of the Sar, there's the Sar that's covering the eyes. Heim ke'eda izim, shaholchim in ha'gilot zeitzel zeh, ve'inyan. Sare hu kinui ala nezirim, shemegad osayr ha'parishim in ha'olam. So you have the Nevi'im who are Bali Sar, and then the Nezirim, the Bali Sar. Heim be'eda izim, shehim b'nei ha'Nevi'im, temer ha'chamim, shalom etzel el-yo. So it's very interesting. We don't seem to have in Torah a nazir is a nazir. It's a neder not to drink wine. It's a neder megadli saris. It's chiyuvik taglachas, chiyuvik carbon, aisatum lemes. It's just a halachic area. In Tanakh, you find nazirayich being something nevi'ayich and nazirayich. Nevi'im and Nezirim are holy people. In other words, a Nazir is also somebody who's Mamshech Kedusha Milamala. And one of the Rishonim says that the reason why a Nazir is Asa Tatami Lamesim is because a Nazir gets Ruach HaKodesh, and we're worried that people will think that the Ruach HaKodesh came from hanging out by Mesim. That's Ruach Tumah. So we ask him to Tam the Mason. I should say it over all the time. So Lemaisi says, so Kedis is Shibnea Nevi'im Atim Chom Shalom Etzel Yo, She Golz Mar Gilod She Mitoy Shri Gilod, She Heim Oyu Mufurashim Noilam. Om Mel Yo, Lef Yishem of Harbin Nevi'im, Kresh Kazim Lom. So Lemaisi, the Pasuk is saying, Mibad Tzamosech, Tzamosech HaSairis, we're talking about the Rebbeim that teach the Vua. Sarech ke'eda ha'izim shegol shemehar gilod, Yosiris are like the Eda ha'izim shegol shemehar gilod. So Eda and shegol shemehar gilod is referring to also Elio and Islamidim, who are the Vim of sorts. And he says they were Prushim. And therefore, he says the Nazirim were like those Prushim, and they were set aside and so on. So it's interesting that he's pointing out two groups, the Nevi'im and the Nazirim. So hard a little to understand what, you know, he's being Shabbat Chaisel because of its Nazirim. Cyrus, so similar, whatever it is, some similarity. It's hard to be told exactly what we're talking about. So I think it means the Cyrus and the Roish do represent something that has it's a double alien ma'oid because it's on top of the head. Anything that's on top of the head means it's close to the Cyrus, close to the Das Yadam. It's not the chelik of the das and the seichel that flows through the person. It's the chelik of seichel and das that has no real outlet into the person. It's sort of in the figure of the person. That's why a lot of times it's looked askance, Cyrus, because it's ke'ilu, the seichel which is mashpi on the guf and directs the goof and runs the goof and so on. And then there's Das, which is kind of above and beyond, and has really no Eisphere in the person. Usually that's a sign of Gaiva. It's knowing and understanding without tachlis to it. And that's why a Balkaiva usually has Cyrus that, you know, kind of, you know, you move your head back, and it's usually not a good sign, like Shalom was Nitl of Cyrus and so on. But it does have a Mahalak in Kedusha. And that is a Nazir is somebody, as opposed to a Navi is somebody who is misboided in order to be Mamshek Nevuah, which usually will go down and tell Chal Yisrael what to do, what not to do. He gets direction from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to use, as opposed to a Nazir who receives a Ruach of Kedusha, but it stays with him. It's not going anywhere. So both of these are hamshachas of beyond the person. A person has das, and to develop your das, you said learn, and that das regulates the person's ma'isim, and that's wonderful. The siris of a person are the hamshacha beyond the person, coming from a higher place than the person's seichel and das. There are two avenues in that hamshacha. There's the avenue of a Navi, who is at a higher darga than Das and Seichel. He receives the Dvar Hashem, and he uses that to bring a Dvar Hashem into this world. This is what you're doing wrong, this is why you shouldn't do this, this is what you shouldn't do, and so on. The Nazir is Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's above, beyond the Sichlius, but there is no ready, what's the right word for it? Hamshacha for him. It's there as such. So long as the person doesn't say Shemayim, so the Moshe you find Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't eat from a Nazir, because when they would mess up everything, they would have Harata. It was a Darga. Basically, what that Gemara is saying is it was a Madrega that people could not naturally live with. It was something that was beyond normal human hanhaga, so it didn't take very much to get them all, messed up and so on. But the hanhaga, but if a nazir held that hanhaga, and it really was a good hanhaga, like that case that of the nazir of Nidarim, that he felt that it was appropriate, so then it was a big inyan. So Nazirus is a precious in the world. And the word Nazir means somebody who is cut away. It's like Nazirecha by Yosef HaTzadik. So there's a Mahalach of Nazirus where somebody's cut off from the world and so on. It's a Mahalach that is kind of dangerous in the sense that a person doesn't readily, that it's hard for a person to hold on to it. You have Nevuah, which is a mahalach to bring it down. I want to add another page to this. Nevuah is miloshin nifs fasayim. So the when a person has deeper understandings, they either stay in his mind or he says them. Once he says them, they become part of this world. Because I gave it words, and so on. Hanhagis that are beyond Seichel, above this world, don't have the burn really, and you leave it at such a level. So Lamashal, when you have a person who tells you Hanhag al Pishap Aruch, let's take example, which is really simple, I can always explain myself. I always tell this because this is this. When my Hanhagis are Nevea from a deeper sense of what's right and what's not right, I don't have an easy way to explain it. So it stays just in my understanding and as an hugger, lemailami, lefnimishosadin. Nevuah, because it goes into mahalchi dibur, that's what Nevuah is. Nevuah is bringing something down into this world. It's the Divrei Navi. So that taka has an oisphere of some sort in this world. We're mechuyev to listen to Tzivui Navi if it meets all the criteria, and so on. Mashenkin Nazir stays up there. By definition, the word Nazir means, so in the word Nazir and Navi, you have already the distinction. Navi is the speaker of Hashem, and Nazir is the one that is cut off because he's by Hashem. And that's why he says it was possible the Nazirim were Megad Nasar Pasharlam, Hain Ki Eide Ha'izim, Shem Nanavid Ha'ozayo, is comparing their Madrega to their Madrega, Shem Golshim Agilot, Shem Tashi Gilot, Shem Ha'im of Rashman Oilam. Vama Melio, the fish of Yama of a hybrid of you. So he picked an example from Elio. But what he's doing with this Mush is comparing Nazirim to Nevi'im. You know, like he says in the beginning, they naim ashavis. So you have the people whose anhagis are anhagis, are two groups of people whose anhagis are lamala, they're beyond the stated, and yet, and they're very different, and yet both of them are equal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we'll stay here. We're holding my peers based in this senior.
Okay. So really he's saying that the levels are equal. Is there a mile? So there's no mile of a navi over a nazir, or vice versa.
Each one has a mile and a chisar, and it's like a moshe ma'adavadayma. Imagine there's an adam gadol like the goyan, whose Torah we weren't zeicher to by and large. Very little of the goyan's Torah was written down. Very little of it understood. The ketipag min ayam shabiyam. Then you have people who are imitating Reb Chaim's Torah that was written down. And we have words. Each one has its mile. One has a mile that Torah remains leila leila. We don't have it. And the other has a mile that it's the Torah becomes ours. By definition, when you bring it down here, you have to admire it somewhat. You have to give it words. Uh-huh. Once you give it words, you're taking it into a specific mahala.
Uh-huh. So it's not an inherent mile when someone could connect. I know Rabbi said over the biography of the author from Nevadik that he was an interesting, I guess, some sort of an eccentric kind of personality, in that what he did was not really recommended for other people, and we probably wouldn't learn from most of it, but it's good to know that people are on such a level. Is that a mila over... Whatever, I guess it has its place, is what Rabbi's saying. It's not a mila or a chesed, it's something that has place.
You know, somebody will ask, what was the use of the goyin if the maisa, 99.9% of his Torah, we never zecher to him. That there was such a person. Such a person was here. So even if we got people in a yam, but that's a mitzias of it, was mila all the days.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just a little, I mean, the gun is not, in this setting, I think the art from Nevadik is always harder to stomach a concept of something we would say, don't do what he's doing, it's not really good, but for him, he can do it and it is good.
Yeah, yes, you know, there was a person, this was him, you know, this was his nefesh, this was his neshama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought such a neshama to the world. And the world needed to see that. The world needed to see somebody who doesn't give a hoot about the world. You know, it's like halacha v'emayrin kein. That type. Okay. There are things that exist. We the hair the kedusha. We the hair what they are. But you know, it's like if you ask, then the answer is no. You know, sometimes right. You don't. So that's the
right, like Kanan Pagambar and things like that, things of those in Yanam. So that's the nazir. We wouldn't say to do it, but someone's gonna do it, there's marking for it,
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine, thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
You too.